You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is great to have you here with me at Nightlight as we kick off hour number two, also known as Act Two. We are jamming through a Thursday night. A popcorn pick of the week Thursday night, folks. Daniel Wheeler is here tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week. That is coming up in just about 30 minutes. Afternoon sports and weather at the bottom of the hour. He will be here to give us a movie pick, and he's a guy who knows movies, so you won't want to miss that. That's exciting. That's coming up this hour. We're going to talk cigars in just a few minutes with my next guest, too, who is the owner, one of the owners of Appleton Cigar, Norm Kopeski. He's got some cool stuff coming up and always fun stuff happening at Appleton Cigar. We'll talk about that with Norm. Lots of fun. You know, Zomers, that was great with Greg Pragel. I love that interview.
Oh, me too. And, you know, I've always been into Dungeons and Dragons. And the way that he talked about it, the more I learned about that production, the more excited I am. You know, it's got cool costumes. It has choreographed fight scenes. It has puppetry. And the kind of stuff that I love about, you know, learning about filmmaking is all the effects and the, you know, the puppets, like Star Wars, reading about, watching stuff about the props, the costumes, the puppets and everything, watching somebody with their hand up Salacious Crumb go and make it laugh. And it's just iconic. I definitely want to see that.
I don't, I'm excited to see it for obvious reasons. I have a separate interest as well because my daughter is in the show, but I love talking about that stuff. And I wish people, or I hope people take advantage when they have access to great theater, even if it's on a college campus, if it's still in your community, absolutely pounce on it, folks. So lots of good stuff. We've got great guests tonight, folks. At this time, I think we should reintroduce Aaron, if you would, our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, is National Tartar Sauce Day. Not tater sauce, like I accidentally said in the first hour. National Tartar Sauce Day. So our question of the night is, what is your favorite sauce? And we've got some good ones. We'll get to your texts in just a few moments. But share with us, please, your favorite sauce at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And be part of the show. It is always more fun when you guys jump in and hang with us. And, you know, we discuss like people. What did you say again, Zomers?
I didn't. I'm really good at doing that.
I gave you time to think of it.
That's I think I'm going to go with sweet chili sauce, like a Thai sweet chili sauce. Very good.
Oh, wow. Yes. I just had those with, I think it was just fast food, too. It was like, I got poppers or something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the sauce they gave you to dip it, and it was dynamite. I said a hickory barbecue sauce is up there as well. Tzatziki sauce. Dave said that on the stream. There's all kinds of great sauces. We'll delve more into that as the show goes on. Coming up in just a couple minutes, folks, Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar will be here. We're going to talk to Norm about some of the cool stuff happening at Appleton Cigar. And then at 6:35, we'll make the popcorn pick of the week with local actor and artist Daniel Wheeler. He is going to come by and give us his... He's going to tell us about this really cool movie he's in, a short film. We've discussed it on the show before. It just got accepted in a pretty big film festival. So we'll tell you about that. Daniel is also going to give us a really cool movie pick that we can take into the weekend with us. And then in Act 3, Mike Schmidt, host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast and a very funny comedian, will be here as well. I'm going to see if I can get him to tell the story that he told a couple years ago on this show about playing basketball against girls, and it's really funny. But we'll talk about bad guys we love as well when it comes to movies. So all kinds of fun stuff here tonight. The question of the night, please be part of the show. Answer the question, and we will be off to the races, folks.
Yeah, right now we have a phone call on the question.
What do we have?
We have Ollie in the North Woods.
Oh, Ollie. How are you tonight, Ollie? It was a food question, so I had a feeling we might hear from you.
Well, I think somebody else already stole my answer, but I'm going to say it anyway. First off, I'm not much into sauce.
Sorry, what sauce did you cut out for a second?
Yeah. What was the sauce?
I said I'm not much into cigars, but I do like me a smoking hot wing sauce.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is. It is.
Do you have a favorite, or do you make it homemade, Ollie?
Well, I kind of jazz up Frank's wing sauce, but I really like it a lot, and I like it hot.
That is, wow, that's great. That's great stuff. I like the Frank's. I like a good, what's the sauce? I can't think of it. It was all the rage at all the Thai places just a couple years ago. Not tzatziki. Anyway, that's a great answer, Ollie. Thank you so much for the call.
Actually, it's wonderful on hamburgers, too. I love to just put it on a hamburger with some kind of white cheese, provolone or a white cheddar. That's really delicious, too.
That's what I love about Ollie. She does a deep dive and does her homework. That is awesome. Thank you very much, my friend. Have a great night, Ollie.
You guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Why can't I think of that? It's a red sauce. It's very hot. And it was all the rage. I'm totally blanking. It's on every table now.
Sriracha?
Sriracha. That's right. It's weird because I liked sriracha. When I discovered sriracha, it kind of changed my life. And then it just... Like, after a year, I'm kind of like,
Yeah,
I don't need it anymore.
I'm kind of on it. Like, it's a good option to have, but I think there are other hot sauces I like more. Like, I like Cholula. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Cholula's great. All right. Well, let us know, folks. Share your text with us, if you would. We've got Casey James on the stream. He's watching on YouTube. He says, Frank's Red Hot Sauce. I put that SH blank blank on everything. A lot of people do, Casey. That's a great text. Thank you, sir. We've got this is a new guy. I don't know what can I say of this screen name, Zomers.
Let's say Richard Fan. Let's call him Rick. Okay. Rick Fan.
All right. Rick stuck in a ceiling fan. Richard stuck in a ceiling fan. You can kind of disseminate like what the screen name might be, but we can't really say it on the air. So he says yum yum sauce and pink sauce. Outstanding. Love that on egg rolls. Awesome stuff. Richard stuck in a ceiling fan also says, Pete, I astral projected into your car the other day and dinged it.
Very rude.
What does that mean?
That's a whole deep dive thing. Basically, astral projection is like meditating and teleporting in your mind. It I don't know. It's a whole thing.
I don't get it. I need clarification, Richard, stuck in ceiling fan, if that is your real name. He also says, cannot believe the Godfather of Green Bay is advertised on here, but you still refuse to mention the solid gold in that The Room is. What?
The movie The Room.
Oh, okay. You're welcome to share that, Richard, stuck in ceiling fan. Noted. All right, we are waiting to get our guest, Norm Kapeski, into the show. Do we have him? Is he coming on the stream, Aaron? Do we know?
That's what he said. I do not see him yet.
Okay, we'll keep you posted. I'm jonesing for some cigar talk, but we've got the popcorn pick of the week coming up in about 20 minutes with our pal Daniel Wheeler as well. I want to share this because this is historic today, Zomers, and I share this with you as well. You know what the 21st anniversary is today?
I do, because you told me. The first video on YouTube.
This blows my mind. How did that even happen? Like, I know YouTube is a thing, but how did this guy who posted this video about elephants, he's at a zoo, he posted the first video to YouTube? somebody had to be first. I get that. But how is it this dude? And he's not,
I don't know.
He's not like an influencer or anything.
Do you want to hear the video?
Yeah, let's play it.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. And cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Just a guy at the zoo in front of the elephants.
Just a guy with the elephant. Was he trying to make a joke there about the trunks or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not any great video to look at. Like, it's very bizarre.
I think if I had to guess, I think it just exists for the purpose of making a video because he knew he was going to be able to upload it to the website as a test. So he's just like, all right, I'm at the zoo. I'll take a video.
Yeah. But he must have, I almost feel like he's a guy that maybe knew something was going on, or like a friend of a YouTube creator or something.
I think so.
Because that's
I
so
think
strange.
So.
Yeah. All right, we've got, this is exciting, folks. I love, love, love talking about cigars. And it only started recently with one of our great sponsors here, and he is a solid dude in many ways, and he is one of the owners of Appleton Cigar, and he has become one of my favorite guests over the last couple of years. Mr. Norm Kopeski joins us now over the stream. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good evening, Pete.
How's it going? I think we have a little bit of a delay.
You guys hear me? There we go. It's going
great.
Okay, great. It's going great.
Perfect.
How about yourself?
Doing very well. Hey, I have to ask you, I know we have a lot to talk about regarding Appleton Cigar, but do you have a favorite sauce, Norm?
I'm kind of a fan of the Taco Bell hot sauce.
Oh, nice. Easily accessible. I love it. Norm, it's great to have you here. It's interesting. I went to your website today because I was looking at the upcoming events, and it said I had to click that I was 21. Now, I get that you got to follow rules,
yeah,
and there are regulations and all that kind of stuff. Shouldn't people be able to smoke a cigar when they're 18?
I'm in favor of that. If you can go to war for our country at 18, you should be able to smoke a cigar or drink a beer at 18.
Totally agree. I could not agree more. Let me see what I can do. I'll make a few phone calls, Norm. We've got Norm. Do we have a bit of a delay, Aaron? Should we call
Norm?
Yeah,
it seems like it. Yeah. Once.
Let's see if we can.
I will shortly. We'll figure that out.
Okay, perfect.
Sounds good.
All right. So should I just keep going in the meantime, Aaron? Or you want to give him a call?
Yeah, we got about a minute. So.
A minute? Oh, that's not enough time. Okay. So we're going to tell you guys all about, we're going to get Norm on the phone, but in the meantime, we're going to tell you, or when Norm comes back, we're going to tell you about some really cool events coming up at Appleton Cigar. If you are someone who likes cribbage or Texas Hold'em tournaments, you got to hear what we're about to talk about, because it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's a big event coming up, and including something on March 11th that I think sounds really fun, cigars and guitars. All kinds of fun stuff happening with our pal Norm Kopeski at Appleton Cigar, and we're going to get into all of it after this very short break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I'm glad you're here, folks. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are making the popcorn pick of the week. That is coming up just after news, sports, and weather. Our pal Daniel Wheeler will make the pick. Right now, we've got a precious few minutes here with our pal Norm Kopeski after some technical issues. Hopefully, we've got this worked out. Norm, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. So let's jump in. I wanted to ask you, you've got a big event coming up on February 25th at Appleton Cigar. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so our friend Josh Carver with Agnerosa Cigars and GFR Cigars is coming in. He's going to be helping us put on a vendor event, is what we call them, where we run specials like buy five, get one free, buy 10, get two free for the cigars he represents. He also does what's called a FUMAS event. So a cigar is made up of three different distinct tobacco leaves. You have your filler, your binder, and your wrapper. And he's had little mini cigars made up of each one of those three tobacco leaves so that you can taste each one by itself and then taste all three together in the final product to kind of awesome. See how the blends come together, right? Kind of like a tiki marsala, yeah. Like you eat a little bit of chicken, a little bit of curry, a little bit of so-and-so, and the blend of all of it is what comes together to make a cigar really pop.
That's awesome. And what is this, a local company, this Agnerosa Cigar? Tell us about your connection to that company.
So Agnerosa, their headquarters is down in Florida, but their cigars are rolled out of Central America. Tobaccos from all over different parts of Central America, and then they get kind of collated in one location where the master blenders kind of go through and pull them together and come up with different flavor profiles, et cetera, and then we get them shipped here, and that's how we go about it.
That's awesome. My guest is Norm Kopeski, one of the owners of Appleton Cigar, folks, the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee. They also have a full bar. Is that normal for cigar lounges, Norm? I've been to a few. I don't recall ever seeing a full bar in a cigar lounge.
It's kind of a hit or miss thing. Every cigar lounge, even in Wisconsin, has a bar. It kind of goes back to the days of when you could smoke inside, when that was kosher. So we happen to have that dual license in place before this indoor smoking ban for cigarettes went into place, and we were able to retain the both licenses.
That's so cool. I want to ask you also about, you have these great cribbage tournaments and you play Texas Hold'em right there in the store. If people, like, to me, this is great. Like, what a great activity. And most of the cigar lounges I've been to, it's just, you go in there and you smoke and you kind of jaw and that's it. You talk. But I love that you offer these events, because I'm sure you get enough talking in there as well. But you have also offered Texas Hold'em, which I'm a huge fan of, and cribbage. Where can people find out more information, or do they just kind of roll in and check it out?
So cribbage is every Monday night, like rain or shine. We have cribbage going on Monday nights. Same with Texas Hold'em. Every Tuesday night, we have games going on with Texas Hold'em tournament style, which is a lot of fun. It's also on our website in the calendar. If you click into our website and go to our calendar, it'll show all of our upcoming events that we got going on, whether it's Hold'em, cribbage, cigars and guitars. We get against a bunch of guys together that are just either learning how to play guitar or actually really good at it and playing some bands. And we just kind of have a little jam session and talk cigars and guitars, the horrible addiction that guitars are. So,
right. Appleton Cigar is located at 415 West College Avenue in Appleton. I highly recommend you guys check it. Hey, I missed your Super Bowl party, but that looked like fun. A chili cook-off and the Super Bowl. Was that right there in the store as well?
It was, yeah. Yeah, we had a great time. The winner of the chili cook-off, they had this buffalo and beef hybrid recipe, and it was lights out.
That's fantastic. All right. The other thing I want to ask you about, Norm, and check out their big event on February 25th, folks, with Agnerosa Cigars. It's going to be a blast. But I want to ask you about Cards Against Humanity. Believe it or not, I've never played this game. I hear it's a blast. I can't even imagine throwing in some booze and cigars with the game. It probably takes it to another level, I'm guessing.
It does. It does. You kind of got to have a dark sense of humor to really get some good laughs out of it. But it's kind of, these cards have sayings or phrases on them that are kind of those inside thoughts that you're not supposed to let out with that sarcastic dark banter. And you kind of come up with the phrase. my mom's always happiest when ... And then it's up to you to fill in the blank with your cards in front of you. And whoever drew that card, they kind of get the points for making whoever's turn it was laugh the hardest.
What kind of turnout do you get for something like that? Cause it's like a board game, but it's kind of a big deal. And I know it was all the rage a few years ago.
Yeah. We see anywhere from 6 to 10 folks play that game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you again, I remember, but I want you to tell people, Norm, cause I think everybody has their favorite. With me, it was always whiskey with a cigar. I don't really drink anymore. And I know you have a favorite drink with a cigar too. Can you share that with the listeners, please?
Yeah, I'm on cigars and a good black coffee.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
All natural stuff, right? Like right out of the earth. You can't go wrong with that.
That's right. That's right. Nicaraguan coffee, Nicaraguan cigars.
Hey, what are you watching, buddy? Anything you binge watching? Anything you could recommend?
I haven't. I can't get enough of that TV series Mad Men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
John Hamm, where they're in the 1960s advertising agency. It's been entertaining for my wife and I.
That's awesome. Hey, buddy, let's get you back on again soon because we messed up something a week ago and then we had the technical issues. So we owe you more time. We want you to spend more time with us. We'll coordinate something in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. That's Norm Kopesky. Check out Appleton Cigar, folks, 415 West College Avenue. Just a dynamite spot. And as you can hear, they have great activities hanging there, too. We're coming right back to make the popcorn pick of the week. Don't go anywhere. It's Beach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Push me too far. Yeah, the man with the cigar. Yeah, the man with the cigar. Yeah, the man with the cigar. Yeah, the man with
the cigar. Come on, Ali. Welcome back. Yeah, you know, you probably get a little sick of that song sometimes, but it is dynamite. It is a fun tune, folks. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabo, your ever-loving host for this evening's broadcast. And we've got our question of the night is, what is your favorite sauce? Tomorrow is National Tartar Sauce Day. So we will get caught up on texts soon. Mike Schmidt is here in Act 3 to tell stories and talk about bad guys we love in movies. Love when Mike comes by. We always, I could give Mike 2 hours. That wouldn't be enough time, but he's going to be here. It's going to be a lot of fun. But right now, I'm even equally as excited because my pal Daniel Wheeler joins me now. Danny Wheels, as I affectionately call him. I hope that's okay. I never really cleared that nickname with you, Dan, but... What are your thoughts?
That's okay.
Is that okay?
You know, just Wheels.
That's for my dad.
Okay.
And so, Danny Wheels. I don't mind that. Danny Wheels.
Wheels, yeah. Wheels is like the Flying Burrito Brothers song, which is good soundtrack. If you like the Flying Burrito Brothers.
I don't know if I'm familiar with that.
Oh, dude, it's worth a Google. Great tune. Okay. One of the songs is in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and it's just "Come on, Wheels, take this boy away." It's a great song. Tribute to your dad, maybe. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Daniel Wheeler is a very talented artist, folks, an actor and a filmmaker. He's been on the show before, and currently is the lead actor in a short film called "Daniel Needs to Leave," which is making the rounds at film festivals. And I can tell you firsthand, I've seen this film in theaters, and it's really funny. We will talk about that in just a bit. But right now, Daniel joins us to make the popcorn pick of the week. So I'm very how excited are you, Daniel? Do you think it's going well so far?
I do. I am. I'm a little nervous. So
don't be nervous. And I want to say, I want to tell you something before we start. Yeah. You and I had a Facebook exchange, and you used the word untoward. And it was excellent use of that word. I don't hear that much in conversation, but I know that you're an intellectual. You're also an artist, and I would expect nothing less than such words. So I enjoyed reading that. I just wanted to tell you that.
Good. I appreciate that.
Before we jump in, do you have a favorite sauce?
You know, I was thinking about this. Does ranch count?
Yeah. And that's probably the default sauce of the world right now.
It really is. I mean, I like it with my fries. I like it with chicken strips. I like it in a salad.
Okay.
You know? So you can't go wrong. My favorite movie sauce would be fancy sauce from Step Brothers. When Brennan is very, very controlling about who gets to have some of the fancy sauce. But yeah.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever had a peppercorn ranch?
I don't think so.
One of the listeners shared that before, and I've had that, and it's really, really good. I recommend it. And this is along the lines of movies. I want to ask you this as well, because this was our question last night. I know you're a movie guy. You're a very talented artist. Did you have a favorite Robert Duvall movie or role?
You know, there's so many good ones that, but a film that's near and dear to me is Kicking and Screaming
with
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And I know you've had the guys on talking about it. I love that film. I mean, it was a good one to watch with my son growing up. And it had humor that I could get into as Will Ferrell devolves into a Mike Dick, a clone. And you know, just stuff that Owen could enjoy growing up as well. But I mean, just, yeah. And Robert Duvall's, you know, this contemptuous kind of super competitive father. It was just a great, great mix. Mike Dick playing Mike Dick. I mean, it's one of my favorites.
It's great. And are you referring to the writers when I had the writers of the film on the show? Stephen Leo? Yeah, they're those great guys. And I remember when they came out. And those movies that we can watch with our kids when they're kind of younger are few and far between. I remember seeing, I'm not going to nominate Paul Blart Mall Cop for an Oscar anytime soon, but a live action film that I could see with my son when he was 8 years old or 9 years old, those are hard to find.
Yeah. It's true. And something that's like, you know, kind of hits you with humor, like SpongeBob. I can get into that humor. And even Adventure Time. I loved watching Adventure Time.
Yeah. Were you a regular show guy?
Oh, I love the regular show too. Yeah. That show. Gumball, that whole early 2000s stuff. Yeah. Man, it was just weird. Some of it went over Owen's head, but, you know, I caught it. So.
I don't even know that show is so funny because one of the guys in my poker club, the guys I play poker with, was a writer on that show, and he's older. He was probably in his 60s, but he's had a good run in animated shows. And I was asking him, I said, what is it like writing for that? What's that writer's room like? And somebody teased me, oh, you just want a writer's gig. And I go, honestly, I wouldn't even know how to write that show. And the guy on the staff turns, he goes, I have no idea what the hell's going on in that writer's room. He admitted the humor was just—it was this beautiful display of honesty. But the show is so out there and fun.
It is. I mean, they all seem to start with a seed of some reality, and then this abstract, beautiful flower comes out of it, and it's so great. Yeah.
If that's I can awesome. Chime in as somebody who
I
was,
had a feeling you might.
Yeah, one of the kids watching those shows.
Yeah.
The thing is they came in at just the right time with the right sense of humor to align with the kind of stuff that we were seeing on the internet, where it's just a little random and just continuing bits going further and further layers of absurdity and irony. And yeah, I really liked watching it too.
Great show. And that is spectacular. Zomers, can we see you again? I want to show Danny Wheels your swimwear.
Oh yeah. The
what do you think of that retro
beach
swimwear?
Outfit? And I got matching shorts going.
Wow, man. That's like, something Thurston Howell would wear.
Oh, nice.
That's so nice.
Going the extra mile. He was almost late for the show because he had to pop out and put his outfit on.
I did.
It was awesome.
I needed a costume change.
Serious commitment. All right, let's talk movies. Folks, Daniel Wheeler is here. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based artist, actor, and filmmaker, and an extremely talented guy. And he is here. I thought, who better to make the popcorn pick of the week? Because we've never done this with Daniel before. So how do you like to watch movies, Daniel? Are you a theater guy? Do you like to stream at home?
I do like the theater. You know, I grew up in the theater, love it. I love the Dream Loungers. You know, I only want to see movies at the Appleton East because it's all Dream Loungers.
Okay.
So I like that. I like to kind of kick back. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the audio as much as the video. So
yes.
I need that, you know, that encompassing kind of a thing to pull me into the story. I really like that. And growing up, I mean, I was an original Spree hard candy kind of kid. You know, that's nice. I wasn't a big popcorn fan.
Okay.
But yeah, I would get a silver roll of those Spree candy.
Yeah.
And by the end of the movie, if your tongue wasn't raw and slightly bleeding, I don't think you really enjoyed it, you know.
That's great. But did you ever take the Sprees, like the package, and just let them dissolve in your mouth and you get that sugar rush from the hard shell? And then it's like gum for about 3 minutes and you swallow it. It's good for you.
Yeah. Now there's the chewy Spree. I don't know if you're referencing that.
I'm familiar with, yeah.
Yeah. And we don't talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't talk about
I don't have Spree. As strong a feeling on the chewy Spree as you do, but I respect where you're coming from.
Thank you.
All right. So what about, does your snack choice change from theater to home when it comes to movies?
Let's see. At home, I don't have to sneak in Jack Daniels at home like I do at the theater.
Ideally. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, put a little in the frozen Coke. Sure. at home, I don't really like seek out some candy to watch something at home.
Okay.
I'm more like I love an Arnie Palmer drink.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have that nearby. But
that works
as long as I'm comfortable. Yeah. But that's every great. Movie's like 2 hours now, so you gotta settle in.
Sometimes longer. Every movie I watch lately, right. Especially the Oscar nominees, are like 3 hours. It's like a serious commitment. Do you have a cocktail? Are you a cocktail guy when you have a movie? Have you ever snuck booze into the theater like most people? And if yes or no, and then the second part is what do you fix at home cocktail wise?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have off the record snuck alcohol into the theater. and
you're on the radio, by the way.
Oh yeah, thank you. I like an old fashioned, brandy sweet. Old fashioned. So it's gotta be a mixer. You know, I'm kind of a softy that way. I like it sweet and I like a mixer. I just could not drink a glass of scotch to save my life. I don't think I could.
Really? Okay.
Just by itself. Now I haven't had probably good scotch, you know, but I think it would just kind of
are you the guy that would say, enough of this 50-year-old scotch, bring us some fresh scotch.
Right. Yeah, I'd be like, this is gone.
What movie
bad.
That's from? Yeah, oh, it's from a Steve Martin movie. No, this is old wine. Bring us some fresh wine.
Oh, that sounds like The Jerk or something.
I think it is. It's either The Jerk or maybe The Man with Two Brains. Mm. I don't know. So you like movies in the theater. You prefer that, but you're not a popcorn guy. You like the Spree. You like an old fashioned with your movie. Do you and your wife settle on the same films typically, or do you have different tastes?
We do settle. And now she's not one to prompt a horror movie that's going to come from me, but she's such a good sport. And I made the mistake of thinking, oh, she might like Midsommar.
I still haven't seen it.
You know, it's good. It's shot, you know, it's during the day. There's not really jump scares. I forgot about that. It's not quite, she was a little mad at me afterwards. I'll just put it that way.
So on behalf of your wife, if there aren't jump scares and it's not at night, what is it without spoilers? It's shot during the day. That's so scary. It does look creepy. I will say that.
Yeah. Without, you know, spoiler alerts or anything, it's very visceral. It's very, psychological. And, so you're almost, at ease because you're not in a creepy haunted house at night. You're at this, you know, this beautiful Swedish cult, kind of campground. And, it sneaks up on you, but we watched The Substance together too. Oh. I didn't know anything about that. And I mean, that just ends in like a GWAR, you know, video. If you've ever seen GWAR, the musical act, like a Gallagher meets GWAR kind of ending. It was okay.
I hated that movie so much. I kind of liked it. I was with it. And then the more gruesome it got, I'm like, why am I watching this? And I just stuck with it to the end. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I agree.
All right, so we've got about a minute, and then we're going to do a short break, and we'll come back and get your pick. But in that minute, tell us, what are you a scary movie guy, Daniel? What is your genre of choice?
I like a scary movie, but I like a slow burn. Like, I love Get Out. I love Rosemary's Baby. Stepford Wives, you know, something. I'm not into Saw or Hostel anything like that. The most I get to is like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's about it.
Okay. That's pretty hardcore. All right. Daniel Wheeler is here, folks. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based artist and actor and filmmaker. And when we come back after this very short break, it is that time of the week. He's going to give us his popcorn pick of the week. So you have a movie to take into the weekend. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Is that the perfect music or what? This is the handiwork of Aaron Zalmers, ladies and gentlemen, spinning the tunes during the popcorn pick of the week. My pal Daniel Wheeler is here, an excellent artist based in Northeast Wisconsin. And not surprisingly, I didn't know you were a good actor, Daniel, until I saw a film we're going to talk to you about right after we get your popcorn pick of the week. But I think it's that time of the week, folks. We know Daniel likes horror. He likes spree, an old fashioned. He's got a movie watching pattern. But right now, I think it's time we get our popcorn pick of the week. What do you say, pal?
Let's do it.
Fire away.
Is there a drum roll? No more drum roll.
We always did a drum roll, but out of sorts here. So just imagine a drum roll.
Okay, I like that. My popcorn pick of the week is a 2012 film called Safety Not Guaranteed.
I'm intrigued. I have not seen that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a great film. It's got Audrey Plaza, Mark Duplass, Jake Johnson, and it's a real sweet. It's probably an indie, considered an indie, but it's a sweet film that's about Mark Duplass plays this kind of outsider that puts an ad in the paper. Asking for someone to join him to go test his time travel, go back in time with him. And in it, he's very serious. He's like, safety not guaranteed. And Aubrey and Jake Johns, they play this kind of cynical small town magazine that's like, let's go interview this weirdo. It'll be a great laugh, you know, kind of get some onion out of it. So they go and, but the guy is so sincere and, but you laugh at him a bit, but, his authenticity and sincerity win out. And so in the end, I love anything that's not really about what you think it's about. It's about relationships. Yeah. It's about Aubrey trusting, and everybody's got, you know, things they're kind of figuring out in this whole movie, but anything like that. This is one of my favorite movies.
I love it. It's the popcorn pick of the week, folks. This week is Safety Not Guaranteed, and it stars Mark Duplass and my pal Jeff Garlin. Everything is better with Jeff Garlin in it. He's not my good pal. I barely know him. We know each other a little. Aubrey Plaza, too. She's great, too. And it's a comedy drama. I love the pick, Daniel. Thank you. This is outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. I'm going to have to check this out. Mark Duplass has had an interesting career. I think he mostly produces movies, but he's also in a lot of stuff. He's got a great existence.
I didn't really, I knew the brothers from the Mindy Project. I thought they were great in there.
Oh, yeah.
Playing the homeopathic midwives or something. Yeah. This is a Duplass Brothers production.
Okay.
So, I'm kind of... I love it.
That's a great pick. Love. Yeah, thank you. All right. Daniel Wheeler's popcorn pick of the week. Safety, not guaranteed. Check it out, folks. It's a comedy drama. Speaking of comedy, more so than drama, you're in a film called Daniel Needs to Leave. And yeah. The original title was also very fitting, A Wisconsin Goodbye. You're just a guy. It's like a 12-minute short film. You're just trying to leave a party. And it's right. So funny. Craig Kinnett is the writer-director. Shot yeah. It on an iPhone. How was that experience? And tell us about some news regarding the film, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's been doing really well. It got accepted into the Wisconsin Film Festival, which is a very prestigious, great
excellent festival. Craig. Yeah.
Couldn't be happier. And it's very, you know, very fitting because, like you said, it is A Wisconsin Goodbye. And I think a lot of people are familiar with what that means. You know, the impossible leaving of any get together because you're too polite and everybody seems to want to talk to you right when they're afraid of losing you, you know, to the night. So Craig came up with this and he gathered a great group of fellow actors in the Wisconsin area. And we all got together for one night at Tom and Lonnie Thorne's house. And it was pretty loose. I mean, Craig knew what he wanted, but as far as like script, we weren't like grilling lines or anything. Like he's like, we got to get to point from point A to point B, and this is how I'd like you to do it, come up with something. So it was fun. It was a fun, and he was very efficient with his time. It took us like maybe 6 hours to do the whole thing. Yeah,
I mean, I guess you have to be, but what I love about this film, folks, and I hope you get a chance to check it out, like Daniel just said, it will be at the Wisconsin Film Festival this year in April. I host a lot of Q&As down there for the festival. I love it. It's one of my favorite times of year, and I really hope I get assigned the Q&A for that because I have questions. I just want to watch it with an audience again. It's that much fun. But how similar are you? And there's much of the film is Daniel trying to leave this party and people just handing him a beer, or you can't leave now, the pizza's here, all this fun stuff. How similar are you to that character, if at all?
I'm pretty similar. I think Craig typecasted me pretty well. I'm a very friendly guy. I don't like to disappoint people. So, and I like authenticity. So, if I try and leave a room or a party, you know, I'm like, well, did I talk to them already? Did I talk to, you know, and but at the same time, you know, you can't get into a deep discussion with everybody. Sometimes it's surface. So it was a really fun, you know, I didn't have to, you know, get too much into character. It was pretty much method acting right from the start.
And I've seen it with an audience. It's really fun. So check it out, folks. Can you stick around for a few minutes, Daniel? All right, we're going to do the news. I got a couple more questions for Daniel. Mike Schmidt coming up at 7:20. And we're going to get caught up on your texts. That's all coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.